This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So it looks like we could be near the end of the prosecution's case in the retrial of Karen Reed. I know most of you know, but in case you don't, charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating a vehicle under the influence and leaving the scene. Karen Reed is accused of striking John O'Keefe, of course, her boyfriend, who's a Boston cop, with her SUV back in 2022 and leaving him to die alone in the snow outside of a house party in Canton, Mass. Her defense team has said that she is the victim of a vast police conspiracy and that O'Keefe was fatally beaten by another law enforcement officer at the party. And this week, we got the crash reconstructionist expert of it all, Emily D. Baker, our favorite law nerd. You can find her on YouTube and the Law Nerd app. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. It's, you know, you pay, obviously, you've spent your entire life working in the courts, so you pay much more close attention to these sorts of things. But it was so interesting to me that this crash reconstructionist didn't do it all digitally on a computer. He actually went out and bought the exact same SUV. Is that normal?
I have not seen that in the cases I've worked, but in the cases I've worked, we generally used crash reconstructionists that came from the police departments that I worked with, like they did in the first trial. I'm actually really glad he did, but he kind of had to, because during the first trial, they did all the tests you would want to do with the Lexus SUV to make sure the braking systems were working and the backing camera was working. And then they pulled all the internal computer components out, and then the Lexus doesn't work anymore. So they couldn't do those tests again with Karen Reed's Lexus, because once they took all the computer parts out, it will no longer work. So they sort of had to do that because they needed to test what would be a triggering event and what would record on the computer system, et cetera. The same way you would need to get a cell phone to test how a cell phone might do a certain thing, because you're not using the defendant's cell phone to do it.
So is the prosecution then going to be all set and done and we're going to move on this week, do you think?
I don't know if we'll move on this week, because at the very end of the day yesterday, Mr. Alessi said he was halfway done with his cross. And today is only a half day because of jury scheduling. So I don't know if we will finish cross and redirect today. And if we don't, then that's going to finish Friday. And then they will do motions and argument before going to the defense case. But I think it's reasonable that by Monday we will be into the defense case. The Commonwealth doesn't have any other witnesses.
And we're probably not going to see Karen Reed called by the defense team, correct?
At this point, I don't think so, but you never know. They could change their mind depending on how their evidence comes in. So it really depends on if they feel they need to explain some of the video clips that have been used, or if they feel that those are self-explanatory and aren't harmful. So that becomes a decision that's made as the evidence comes in later on how they think the jury might see everything and if they want to hear from her. I think it will change the case quite a bit if she's called. My big questions for the defense are, when do they call their accident reconstructionist? Do you call them right after to show the stark contrast between their experts and the Commonwealth? Or do you wait till the end of their case so it's fresh in the jury's mind and call, I don't know, Trooper Proctor closer in time to now? Because I think the defense probably will call Trooper Proctor during their case in chief.
That's really interesting. I never thought about that, that you're scheduling them based on what happened before because it's fresh in jurors' minds. I never even thought about that. How much goes into that?
The strategic scheduling of witnesses is something that burdened me often, because especially when you're dealing with experts, their schedule is something. And then I have a terrible perception of time. So it's like, how long is this witness going to take? I don't know. How fast do they talk? It might be a day. It might be two. I'm not sure. So it is difficult to schedule witnesses. And then the defense is bringing witnesses in from multiple states. So there are also travel considerations. It takes quite a lot of wrangling to get everybody to a courtroom in the order you want to present it to the jury, so they understand what you're telling them the best.
Interesting. Really interesting.
It has just been a case, obviously, that we have all been paying attention to for a very long time. You have tens of thousands of people that watch you on YouTube every day. Do you get a sense that people are getting to the end of this and they're starting to tune out, or are they still just as invested as they have been since the first trial?
We have about 20% of viewers that have not watched the first trial, and the majority of them seem a bit confused throughout most of this, especially when you get to the accident reconstructionist, and the accident reconstructionist ultimate conclusion is this SUV hit John O'Keefe. And the thing I saw from 50,000 people was, how? You still didn't tell me how. You kept saying, well, this could have happened, or that could have happened, or this could have happened. But how did this happen? And so I see the desire for answers, clear answers on how something happened. And then from those who watched the first trial, a lot of fatigue and confusion about how different it is. How can the Commonwealth call different witnesses? Can they really just get a new accident reconstructionist and not call the other accident reconstructionist from last trial? And yes, they absolutely can. So there is some frustration and I think some fatigue, trial fatigue after 6 weeks of the viewers, but also with that long break, I think people were hoping to have more answers from this accident reconstructionist who was not called the last trial and is being paid, well, their firm is being paid for them and the tech expert upwards of $320,000 for their testimony. And I think everyone was hoping that testimony would come in and clear things up. And I don't know if everyone feels that this testimony came in and cleared things up very well.
Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd.
You can
find her on the Law Nerd app. You can find her on YouTube. Or you might see her at a Jelly Roll or Nickelback concert.
I don't know.
You just never know where you're going to see Emily. You go to more
concerts. We got about 2 weeks of trial.
Okay.
So
Let's go.
We're going to be good.
All right. Thank you so much, Emily. We'll talk to you next week.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.